Speaking with Flory Astrier, who recently just resigned as a head coach for the Scott City Lady Beavers and also middle school PE teacher, and she is moving closer to home. And Lori, talk about the decision and what made you decide maybe to get a little closer to home, and where are you headed to?
I'm headed to Iola, which is an hour north of Girard, you know, and an hour from Kansas City and Lawrence area, and close to my husband's family. So that was the big factor in deciding to move. You know, we've enjoyed our time out in Scott City. You know, I think we did a lot this basketball season to get the girls on the right track. You know, I really wanted to build a program. It's just one of those things that, you know, jobs are very hard to come by at this point, and when you're offered one and you think it's a pretty good place close to home and around family, you know, it's very hard to pass up.
To reflect on the season, do you feel maybe that you've left the program kind of excited and hungry for basketball here in Scott City?
Yeah, I think so. I think those juniors definitely learned a lot. They're going to have a couple big shoes to fill, but I think they can do it. As long as they put in the hard work over the summer that they need to, stay together. There's a lot of girls coming up. You know, we've had some good freshman play this year. They can step into a varsity program very well. And, you know, they should be excited. They made strides of improvement in just a few months from November to March. And, you know, if they put in the time June and July and don't stop until November, they can definitely, you know, have a better record and a more successful season.
This is your third year head coach. What are some things maybe you learned that you hadn't in your first 2 years as being a head coach?
Well, competition was a drastic change for me. I was coaching at a 2A school in a league that, you know, competition is very close to one another going into the night. It just depends on who showed up to play is who's going to win. And out here in the GWAC, you have some pretty good teams at the top, you know, and even all the way through, we beat a team and they came back and beat us. You know, you never know night to night. It's going to be tough. We didn't have any easy games, you know, and that's the thing about competition out here. Teams don't back down. Big shooters from the outside, and they definitely put in the time. I talked to a lot of coaches in the league, how much time they put into the summer to build those shooters, and definitely shows on the court. That's one thing I think we're lacking right now, but I think those girls see it and you know, are willing to put in the time, so hopefully it changes for them.
Now, I understand you're not going into head coaching there at Iola, but is there maybe some coaching in the future?
Yeah, I definitely want to keep coaching. You know, been in it for 6 years, so if I'm not coaching, it's going to be a big change for me. No head coaching right now that I know of. Hopefully we can get it to assistant and you know, work my way up again and into that 4A school.
That leads me to my next question. It's the first time in a while you haven't had to plan for a team. What's that going to be like?
Yeah, it's different. Kind of relax over the summer and everything. Yeah, it definitely is going to be different. Hopefully my husband gets some coaching and, you know, I can spend time watching him instead of time away both of us from home. So definitely be good for us, though.
Well, thanks for everything once again. Sorry you had to go, but happy for you. You get to be closer to home, and good luck in Iola.
Thank you, and thank you for everything, Adam.